So when we raise our hands, we say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Which means the one true God, the perfect God, the nourisher of his creation, the perfecter of things. Is that right? The one who sees this confusion, restrict means and nothing. We call on that God. All praise is due to Allah. And we bear witness in the closet, in the living room, out in the streets, in the White House, in England under the Queen. No matter where we are, we confess to the world that the one true God, Allah, is God, and He is the greatest.
That's right.
You might be on my neck, but if I keep calling on this God, I know He's greater than you.
Right.
One day you remove your weak foot from my neck.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Now, when we raise our hands in this position, what are we doing for ourselves? We are giving the hands and the arms and these muscles in this area exercise. Is this right? Is that right? See, God gives us an order, but in that order is beneficent things for ourselves. All praise is due to Allah. So what do we mean when we cup our hands like this? We mean we are people who are so distant from God that we need to reach Him back. And He's so far away until we fear that we might not hear Him again. So God, just as I listen to the whispering of my friend, I listen for an answer to this prayer I pray. Oh, God, answer me. Is that right?
Yeah.
All praise is due to Allah. With both hands cupped, we want to catch the answer of Almighty God.
Right.
Not that we can't catch it without doing that, but we want to show God we are just as much interested in hearing His answer, more interested in hearing His answer than we are in hearing the answer of our friend, because He can do more for us than our friend. Is that right? All praise is due to Allah. Then we bring our hand down into this position. Allah. Then we bring our hand down into this position, into an humble and meek position, showing our hands to God that we have nothing to hide.
That's right.
We confess all our faults to You. We don't hold our hands behind us. We don't put our hands in our pockets. We don't slumber and wallow down and moan and groan before You, because You came to remove moaning and groaning. Is that right? All praise is due to Allah. But I stand erect in my position, because You are erect. You are most perfect, not only in Your position, but in everything. So in order to keep from disgracing myself before You, O Lord, I must stand in a perfect position, and in an humble position. Is that right? From that position, we go down to this position, saying, Subhanallah el-Azim, Subhana Rabbi el-Azim, highly praised is my Lord, the mightiest. The Pharaoh might be mighty. The European ruler might be mighty. The American ruler might be mighty. But my Lord is the mightiest. Is that right? So we bow to Him in this position, saying, highly praised are You, the mightiest. Then when the big slave master hears that coming from me, he realizes one thing. This servant, he worships a master who he considers above me.
That's right.
So one of these days he prays to become my equal, or maybe my superior.
That's right.
All praise is due to Allah.
Right.
So that teaches that slave master, I am not a willing servant of yours, but You have only gained the power through some way to subject me. But someday I hope to get a power from this mighty one who's mightier than You to straighten my back up and make me stand as high as You in Your shoes.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All praise is due to Allah. And believe me, brothers and sisters, you will get it. You will certainly get it.
Right.
If you follow the instructions of Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
From that position, we bow down into a lower position. What does these steps show? It shows that I am a man. Is that right? From a baby, I was brought to this position.
Yeah.
By Your will. By the will of Almighty God. Is that right? In the beginning, O Lord, I had no power, no control of myself. I was in the body of my mother, in darkness. Is that right? And You brought me from her body and made me independent in this world, not dependent on the breath she breathed and the food she eats, but I became an independent being through Your will. Is that right? All praise be to Allah. Now, what was my position in that state? I was in a most humble state. I didn't think myself proud. I was as humble as an individual could be.
Right.
I hate to bow down in dirt, but it is beautiful to defeat a position. So I don't mind dirtying up a suit if it will bring people closer to God. Stand beside me. We bow down in this position.
That's right.
For Almighty God.
That's right.
Now, look at the position of the baby and the mother. He's in that position exactly. Is that right? That is the position of the baby and the mother. Now, what does this tell us? Since God, the merciful one, the great protector, brought me from my lower state to this high state, I'm going to show God that I remember his blessings and I value his blessings and protection. By doing what? By humbling myself to the first state again. So I stand in my upright state and call on God. Is that right? Then I bring my hands together like this, and I call on him Father.
Yes.
Then I bow down like this, calling on him Father.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
Then I go all the way down to the floor, in the position that I was in before I came into this world.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And I call on him again. But this time, I let him know, I know who I am and know who he is.
Yes.
I say, Subhana Rabbi El A'la, which means highly praised.
Yes.
Is my nourisher, my perfecter. Who is the Most High?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Though I was standing up high, I might be the president.
Yes.
I might be the ambassador. But, oh Lord, I know you are the Most High.
Yes.
So I'm going down as low as I can get to show you in my position that I recognize you as being the Most High.
Yes.
Now, do you know why? You know why a Negro never got an answer to his prayer? Because he never knew how to pray. You know why he never reached the sound of God? Because nobody never pointed him in the direction of God.
All praise is due to Allah.
So let us give praise. Let us give praise to Almighty God for turning one Negro, as we are called, in his direction. And through this grace and mercy, many other Negroes now, as we are called, or turn our face into his direction. All praise is due to Allah. Now, we don't have to ask where the devil is. We don't have to ask who he is. We don't have to ask what he's doing. We've met God. Is that right? We've been given the law of God. Is that right? God has taught us through Elijah Muhammad the knowledge of self, the knowledge of our kind, and the knowledge of the enemies of our kind. So today, we face God, and we don't worry about the position of the devil. Because we know the devil is in opposition to God. Is that right? So if we want to see the devil, we'll bow face. And we'll look right into the face of the devil. Is that right? When you tell a man he's in this direction, you know which way west he is. Is that right? All praise is due to Allah. So the devil, that power that have made Negroes tremble all day and night, when the thunder rolls, they figure God might be sending them to the furnace of the devil. Is that right? All praise due to Allah. The followers of Elijah Muhammad, they don't tremble over no devil.
No.
Nothing can make us tremble but Almighty God.
Right.
And we don't fear him because he's able to destroy us. We fear him because we love him so much.
Yes.
We don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yes.
Some people think God don't have feelings. But look at here. Anytime God go to the aid of some before a Negro ever was thought of as being a Negro, before we were kidnapped and brought to America, someone else drew the discriminating line, or the line of segregation. They drew the line in ignorance, not knowing that God will conclude after man has brought about his conclusion. All praise be to Allah. Not knowing that God has set a destination for wicked rulers. A time that they will carry out their works. And at that time, they will, their time will end, is that right? So mankind is heedless of the judgment day, or of the doom of Almighty God. You know, we have been spooky-minded for a long time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taken our mind out of nothing, you know, and placed our minds into something. We don't fear nothing anymore. All praise is due to Allah. Oh, you want to save time? So just show me you like what I'm saying by smiling or saying amen. All praise is due to Allah. Somebody taking our minds off there.
That's right.
And sent us out into space.
That's right.
Did they send us to the moon?
No.
Bypass the moon. Nothing there for you, little children. Did they send us to Mars?
No.
Bypass the moon. Nothing there for you, little children. Did they send us to Mars?
No.
Bypass that too, little children. Nothing there for you. Did they send us to any star in the heavens?
No.
Bypass that, little children. Now, when you reach nothing, that's yours.
Yeah. I'm afraid to do the lot.
See, we don't believe in that. They say if you want to build a government, you must go to the educator. But we say go to God.
Yeah.
And God will teach you how to get the wealth out of the hand of the thief.
Yeah.
He'll teach you to get the wisdom out of the head of the oppressor.
All praise be to Allah.
And you can get together with that wisdom and with that wealth and create some tools to work with. Pretty soon you'll have a country. You'll have a government. Praise be to Allah. And above all, you have a knowledge of yourself. And that knowledge of yourself will give you a ruler to rule over yourself, like yourself.
All praise be to Allah.
You know, God didn't make no free. If you understand what I mean, you can excuse that language too. But God didn't make any free. If a freak is in the world, he came through here by mistakes.
All praise be to Allah.
So a freak, the biggest freak to me is a black man with a white head. That's the freakiest thing I ever seen.
All praise be to Allah.
So I thank the God. I don't know what he is or where he is or what he's doing. But I know he's God because he's taking a Negro out of the gutter.
Yeah.
He's taking the Negro out from under the foot of a giant.
Yeah.
All praise is due to Allah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's taking a Negro up off the ground who had no weapons.
Yeah.
Who was under a man who had atomic weapons.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right?
Rockets, jets, and missiles and everything.
Right.
Now this man is preaching love.
All praise is due to Allah.
He's preaching unity.
That's right. Yeah.
Who was under a man who had atomic weapons.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right?
Rockets, jets, and missiles and everything.
Right.
Now this man is preaching love.
All praise is due to Allah.
He's preaching unity.
That's right.
And above all, self-respect.
That's right.
This little knowledge of goodness now. Have the man with the gun in his hand shaking.
So I know that was God that took that little Negro up off the ground. All praise be to Allah.
They can call him what they want to, but I know he's God.
All praise be to Allah.
Many people don't believe in God. Is that right? They call anything God. So if they call the God that missioned Elijah a devil, then I don't care. Because I know they are followers of the devil. And they must represent the devil.
Is that right?
And they must accuse all of God's followers, all of God's children, all of God's disciples, as being devils too. That's the act of an accuser. The first thing you want to do is accuse everybody else of the thing that he was accused of.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
So we won't look for the God of Elijah Muhammad. We'll just look for Elijah. Because we know he found that God. And if we find him pretty soon, we'll be right with that God.
All praises be to Allah.
In the meantime,
all praises be to Allah.
In the meantime, we want to get together and form a beneficent work to all dark people called Negroes.
Right.
We want to establish this godly work in the land.
Yeah.
It'll be part politics because politics came from God.
Yeah.
It'll be part education because education started with God.
Yeah.
It'll be part social life because God gave us social life.
Yeah.
And all of this ruled over by God, the source of all purity and goodness. We will make ourselves in the image of God and like God.
Is that right? That's what the Bible says.
He created us in his image and likeness. But someone have led us out of his image and destroyed our original likeness. Is that right? So we are striving for it again. We find the peace of it in Africa. Oh, Africa, give me back that which God gave me. Is that right? We find the peace of it in Asia.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
Oh, Asia, give me back that which my Lord gave me in the beginning. Is that right? We find much of it in the hand of the European and American white man. Oh, European and American white man, I don't hate you. No,
I hate the ways and action of you and your kind. Yeah. Oh, praise be to God. If you just don't act anymore, if you just don't think evil of me anymore, if you just don't carry out anymore your evil thoughts anymore, if you just become inactive, I'll be satisfied. All praise be to God. All praise be to Allah. Just give us a chance to carry on godly work, and we'll soon become an independent people, and we'll be represented by a man like ourselves. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.